Maybe you think you have a hot summer job. I doubt you'll deal with more heat than Ryan. His shop has a furnace pumping out a fire that's over 2,000 degrees. His story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Ryan Staub owns Moana Glass in Lahaina, Hawaii. He enjoys his craft, blowing glass pieces that visitors here can purchase. But he found that people wanted to experience more of this art for themselves.
We let people get a lot more hands-on than most places that do this kind of lesson. And we also let them have a lot more options of pieces that they can make. Plus, we have opportunities for advancement, like to get into our level twos and do more challenging pieces.
Ryan began his craft after having welding and stained glass classes to round out his high school education. He fell in love with making glass objects. But even with all of his experience, he says there's much to learn.
It's the most difficult thing I've ever done. Yeah, by far. It's the most complicated, most difficult. It's really humbling, actually, because after doing it for 22, almost 23 years, I really realize how much more I can learn about the material.
It's an art that requires lots of thinking, mentally staying steps ahead of the work you are creating.
It's constantly changing, so there's no two times at which the material is moving the same ever in the entire piece. So you have to be constantly adaptable.
Of course, glass blowing is an art that requires plenty of heat.
We melt at 2250 and then turn it down to 2100 for working temperature. And that's the temperature at which we gather it out of the furnace and do things with it. While it's on the stick, it usually ranges something in the neighborhood of like 1000 to 1500.
This shop and his creations are something to behold. We step inside to look at the objects that can take days and weeks to bring to form. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Lahaina, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.